Hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this edition, the title is How to Create a Social Media Marketing Plan. Stay tuned. All right, what's going on? This is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios, and I want to talk to you answering one of the questions that came in here. About social media marketing and a plan, right? So it says, hola, there are so much social media platforms and I literally do not know where to start from. Can you share your social media marketing plan with us in one of your videos? You're absolutely right. There's a lot. You know, you have the Facebook, you have Facebook is kind of like the godfather right now of all social media right now. The Instagram, Snapchat, Anchor for audio, Medium.com, which I'm yet to get on. Okay, I'm actually going to try to get on that. Reason why I'm going to try to get on is because of presence. I need at least a presence and see if I can automatically publish on there on a daily basis. The keyword is automatically. I do not want to have to create another place where I go to manually post, because there's only so much bandwidth and it's not worth me hiring somebody to do that. Not, at least not yet. Some people may argue that. So that's medium.com. They have a YouTube where you're probably watching me on right now. There's twitter.com, there's Instagram, Snapchat. There's a ton of places where there's a Pinterest, you know, ton of places where you really deserve to have a presence, okay? Because everybody that are in your market are hanging out on these platforms, okay? So if you're starting off, or even some of you that may be savvy or advanced may be confused, where do you want to start from? Is there a plan? And you know, there's nothing new about the fact that it's confusing, okay? It's like everything else in life. There's so much going on, and sometimes if you don't set a plan, right? A plan will be dependent on your goals, right? You need to have a goal, right? Obviously, you need to set a goal, and then you need to have a plan. And sometimes putting that plan together can be quite daunting, can be confusing, especially with so much opinions in the marketplace with regards to how to market on social media, okay? So some people will say, oh, no, you get better traction on Facebook. No, you get better views on Facebook. You get, you know, better quality here over there. Some people say that, and I have my own opinion. And really, all I can share with you is how I've gotten my result thus far. Okay, so I can't tell you that there's this plan and it's the best plan in the world. The whole point of having a plan is because there are probably a ton of other plans that are good or probably even better. But when you have a plan, at least you have something that you are following. You have a map, if you will, that you follow, some kind of path that you follow. So there are multiple paths that can lead you to the same goal and plan. But if you don't have a path, you can get stuck in the middle of a place, in the middle of the road, and start figuring it out. And before you know it, time is gone, and you only have so much time. Does that make sense? So yeah, I'll tell you what, it's a good thing to ask a question about a marketing plan, a social media marketing plan. But again, like I said, there's no right and wrong. I can just share with you my personal marketing plan on social media. I do have a very strong presence on social media in terms of being able to find me, okay? In terms of a presence. Like if you're searching for me, you can find me, okay? Now, as far as organically showing up, the only place where I have a strong show up, it's probably YouTube at this point in time and Google, right? So on Facebook, I don't just naturally show up in your face because my interaction, my engagement is not the best. It's not close to the best at all because I just don't put any energy into that. A lot of people will put provoking questions to get people hanging out with their algorithms. And when people interact with your post on social media, in most of the social media, the algorithms tend to show you more because, again, they want people to keep hanging out on those platforms, okay? So if you're creating content that make people interact, they like that. So they make the algorithm show more of your stuff. Here's an example. If you watch my video a lot, you will notice that YouTube continue to show more of my videos for you on a sidebar, okay, in the suggested box. They show more because you watching any additional minute of my videos is telling the algorithms that you want to see more of it, right? And if you slow down on watching my videos, then my videos will stop showing to you. That's just how suggested videos work. It's the same concept behind when you post on social media. If you are posting engaging content all the time, Facebook will show your post on the newsfeed more. Why? Because you've proven that people want to see your content. And again, they want people to continue to hang out on those platforms. So you're helping them do that, they do that. Okay, they help you do that. But I don't put too much energy into engineering that. Because personally, my best customers, they come from search. Okay, they're already searching. Okay, and I'm not really big on selling. I can sell, but I'm not big on putting too much energy into trying to sell people. I'd rather people sell themselves. In other words, they want what I have to offer already. And this is my old approach to social media. Okay, so whatever plan I'm going to share with you here right now is following that same path where people are already searching for what I have to offer, and hopefully they search the search box. If my content is relevant enough based on my optimization of my content, it will show up. Okay, so they're searching. It's not just somebody hanging out randomly on a newsfeed, somebody just scrolling through and getting entertained, and then boom, they see me. I don't show up like that a lot of time. Okay, I do show up like that, but not a lot. Like my content, when I say show up, my content does not show up to people that I just hang out. Okay, my content show up to people that are searching, and that's the way I engineered it, because I know that these people are buyers. These are people looking to change something about their life, their lifestyle, and their business. So they're actually searching. So the best quality is not a lot of people. Most people are hanging out on social media, right? Most traffic on social media right now, they're just hanging out. They're probably in a queue somewhere on a queue in the front of a social security office, and they're scrolling through. And boom, they see me and then they click. They're not a buyer. Okay, they're typically not a buyer. They're just hanging out. Now, you could make a lot of advertising revenue from that, from having such exposure. But the way I monetize, it's not primarily based on advertising revenue from YouTube or any of these other platforms. It's primarily based on me monetizing the best traffic, quality of traffic on the back end. In other words, these people are searching and then they find me. So if you find this video right here, chances are you were searching for a social media marketing plan. And I engineered it that way, right? So I show up to you. I don't show up to people that are just hanging out on social media, because they're not searching, so they're not the best quality of traffic for this video to be served by this video, to get value from this video. If that makes any sense, I think it does, right? All right, so here's the way I like to do it, okay? And if you notice, I've been already sharing the plan with you throughout the last 8 minutes, but this is exactly what I do. I find out what people are searching for, okay, on the search engine, specifically on YouTube and Google. What people are searching for, obviously they want answers to it. And what I do is I create content around it. This video is one of those content. I create video content and articles around what people are already searching for, okay, on a regular. And this video, I optimize this video so it can show up for them when they search, okay? That's my way of generating cold traffic. Okay, cold traffic means somebody that has never met me before, somebody that has never seen my brand anywhere before, somebody that's meeting me for the first time. And yeah, there's a very slim chance, some chances that somebody that's seen me before will see me again. But most people are brand new. That's called cold traffic. They don't know me, but I lead with value. I help them solve their problem first. Okay, that's my first strategy. And then the second strategy is I continue to do the video. That's the second strategy. I continue to do more videos about the same topic. So I tell them, like, listen, if you like this video and you want more information about this video, the first step, you want to subscribe to this channel. So I'm telling you right now, make sure you subscribe to this channel because I continue to shoot videos like this, right? So then when you come back and you continue to come back, you become what I call a warm and possibly a hot market, meaning you are really, really hot for this topic and you like more and more information about that. The third strategy is that I actually have one video. You'll see that video on my channel. It's about downloading the 15 steps to six figures income, right? So if you want to make six figures income from home, from anywhere, there is 15 steps that you need to set up any business that you set up. And I put that in a PDF and I say, hey, give me your email address or register for my free masterclass and get the PDF, this book, right? PDF report, small read, but very valuable, and you download that, right? So I put a video out there and I advertise that video. At this point in time, it's only spending $5 a day. I didn't have to do that because at the end of every video, at the bottom of this video, I actually put a link that goes to the same place. But some people are in a rush, or they didn't catch it, or they have to see the second, third, fourth, seventh time for that message to resonate that they need to go download this PDF or register for the free masterclass. Some people, it takes time, right? So I put that at the end of every video, but I also use another video to advertise to them with $5 a day on Google AdWords to all my viewers, people that have seen my video in the past, right? In the past 7 days specifically. So if it's over 7 days in the past, I assume that you're not really interested and we keep it moving, and that's no hard feelings. It's okay. That's my strategy. Now, all these videos that I'm posting are also syndicated on iTunes. I post them on iTunes as an audio. So some people like to listen on the go. Like, for example, you could be listening to me right now on iTunes, on StitcherRadio.com, on SoundCloud, on Google Play, on a few other places, on Spotify, on iHeartRadio. Like, it's syndicated and it takes me one click. The way I set it up, it takes me one click, and we send this video out to all those places, including Facebook. Of course, we share it on Facebook, and I continue to put the video up there to people that are following me on Facebook, on Twitter, Instagram. My link in my bio goes straight and says, hey, if you want a daily video, and that's pretty much all I do on there. And that right there is my social media marketing plan. I create daily content and I blast this content out, and I continue to market to people that have seen me in the past 7 days to come on the inside to learn more. And then on the back end, yes, I do have opportunities to make money by sharing more and more value. And that's my social media marketing plan. I create and produce for social media. In one phrase, my social media marketing plan is I create and I produce for the social media, okay? I'm not a consumer of social media. Most people are consumers of social media content. They just go there and browse and browse. They browse other guru stuff, and they continue to wonder why they're not making money or creating success in their business using social media, because chances are you're not producing value enough for social media. So again, in one phrase, my strategy on social media is to produce value for social media visitors, for social media users. And if you do that, all the social media companies, Facebook, YouTube, they will fall in love with you, and they will show more of your content to people that are most likely to appreciate it. If you can do that on a consistent basis, you win the game of social media. That's my social media marketing plan. If you want me to create maybe a PDF or something like that, you can follow a path based on everything I just told you so far, give me a thumbs up. Give me a thumbs up. The more thumbs up I get, the more encouraged I will be to do it, okay? If not, I will say, hey, maybe you got the idea and you're going to go put it to work. So give me a thumbs up. Just click the thumbs up right below this video. And beyond that, if you know somebody that will get value from this, share the video. Just click share, and if you share to your social media, share right below this video. And if you have thoughts, you have comments, you have questions around this topic, please share it. I would love to hear your thoughts. Share that in the comment below. More importantly than all of that, if you want a full-blown everything in the free masterclass plus a free PDF, make sure you go to the link that you see on this video. It's allatalks.com/mastermind. That's where you go. You reserve a seat and attend one of my free mastermind class. Plus, you'll be able to download the PDFs and take advantage of it for your social media marketing. Okay, so that's what I have for you today. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated, and I'll see you on the next one, and peace.